Welcome to Godfulness, Mindfulness for Christians. In today's episode, we want to bring together two of the things that we've been talking about for the last couple of months. And what we want to do is bring together the little technique of remembering periodically during our day how close God is to us. And by doing that remembering, we look at the beautiful blessings that we've received, the ways that we can sense God being near to us, and we want to do that periodically during the day. Maybe we use a phrase that helps us to do that. Certainly in those times when we feel that it's hard for us to focus on what's positive and good, we use that phrase. And then we want to combine that with what we just looked at in our last podcast, the examine. And together with the examine and this beautiful technique of staying aware of God, we'll find a way that could really help us to be more Godful, more filled with the mindfulness of God in our lives. Welcome to Godfulness, Mindfulness for Christians. Segment number one. First, let's do a little review of the examine. We covered that pretty rapidly in the last episode. And then we'll be able to apply what the examine offers us to the ways during our days that we are trying to stay very mindful and aware of God with us. So remember, the examine has those five steps. The first is that step of gratitude, to be grateful for the things that the Lord has given us in our lives. And then the second step is to pray for enlightenment, to be able to do the examine well, which is to look over the last several hours and find where God has seemed to be very active and how we have responded. The third is the actual review, where we look back over those hours and see what's been taking place inside of us and what God has been doing, how we have responded. And the fourth step is we come in one way or another to ask forgiveness of God if some way we haven't responded to the wonderful initiatives of God during our day. And then we also are grateful for those ways that we have, and we see the ways that God has come to us, sometimes in surprising ways we didn't realize when they actually were taking place, but we now realize as we do our examine. And the last step is we look to the future, that to be aware of what sorts of things might be coming our way, the anticipation and kind of happiness for some of those things, perhaps a bit of dread for others of those things. And we ask the Lord to be with us so that as those things do occur, we can experience them as a beautiful spiritual experience with God. So that's the examine with its five steps. What I'd like to do now is highlight how those different steps can play into the way that we need to be more mindful of God during our regular days, you know, like as not just during the examine, but of course outside the examine time. And I'd like to begin the end of this particular segment just looking at that first step, which is gratitude. With that step of gratitude, what can happen is we take the time in the examine, we look back, we look into our lives, and we are grateful to God, not just for things, you know, but grateful to God, as we spoke about in one of our first episodes. And so we begin the examine with this little exercise of gratitude, which takes us all the way back to the beginning of our Godfulness podcasts. And so let's look at that a little more profoundly and deeply, how that experience of gratitude at the beginning of the exam can be really helpful. Segment number two. So since the examiner begins with this gratitude moment, we have to underscore that it's not meant to be a long period of time, a couple of minutes perhaps, you know, not much more than that. And what that offers us is the chance to reorient our day in gratitude and in blessing. Because so often we focus on what is frustrating to us, the things that don't get done or that we have to struggle to get done. Some of the things inside of us that kind of depress our mood and our attitude becomes more negative. And so this short couple of minutes of gratitude at the beginning of the exam can automatically turn around our day as we begin to say, wait a minute, I am a person who's been deeply blessed by God, and I need to hold on to that knowledge of God's blessings. I need to kind of indulge in a moment to look at the blessings that are in my life, you know. And as we looked at before, you know, we need to be grateful to God for those blessings. You know, it's wonderful just to recount them, to remember them, to acknowledge that these beautiful things are in our lives, but it's so much better to bring them to the Lord in gratitude, seeing that they came from God and are blessings from God. So these couple of minutes at the beginning of the exam really begin to cast our life in a very different and beautiful way. You know, we cast our lives now as places where God is giving gifts and blessings to us. And that is, you know, a wonderful, true way of living our lives. And in the context of the exam, it helps us to then move through the exam with the truest attitude towards our life, which is our life comes as a blessing from God, and so many of the things do also. And so as we enter the exam, we automatically are in a better position to see what God may be doing, because we have a much better and clearer concept of what our lives are about. Now, as that comes to us in the exam, of course, it's going to have an impact on the way that we live our lives. Because what's going to happen is, if we profoundly sense that for this once or twice a day, that we really focus on this outside of the exam time, our view of our lives and what's taking place in our lives is going to be colored deeply by this sense of blessing, of being blessed by God in so many different ways, and also characterized by this gratitude towards God. And that's going to happen to us, you know, just simply by taking the time at the beginning of the exam to open ourselves to gratitude to God. And so therefore, the exam and our everyday awareness of God go together very, very well, just in the first point. We'll look at, after the break, in how some of the other points do exactly the same thing. Segment number three. We move from gratitude, this beautiful sense that God has been blessing us, to the second part of the exam, which is the prayer for enlightenment. Many times we can skip over this, not thinking it's that important, and that's precisely why it is so important. We live our lives so focused on our own activity that what we need is a regular reminder that our lives are lived in the, by God's grace, and that what we do is often, directly related to what God is doing in us and what God permits us to do. And so this particular part of the exam stresses that. So we really come before the Lord and say, I can't really know very well what you have been doing, God, in my life. Not just because my memory might be limited, but also because my vision can be so limited by the selfish way or the more self-centered way, perhaps, that I look at my life. And so in this beautiful prayer for enlightenment, we turn to the Lord and we say, Lord, open my eyes to see what you have been doing in my day and even what I have been doing to respond, perhaps unconsciously, perhaps consciously. And let me remember, but let me also see, because I've probably missed most of what you've been doing, and I've probably missed even some of the things that I've been doing as a response to you. And as I say, the last two words I use is surprise me, because I'm so aware that I miss so much of what God is doing to me. Well, you can imagine if you do this on a regular basis, that you're going to develop an attitude in you, an instinct, an intuition, that as you go through your day, you may be missing often what God is doing. And so in the exam, in the review that will follow, you begin to see that God is a lot more active than you realize at the actual moment when things are going on in your life. And as you do this in the exam, it will have an impact on how you live your life, because you'll be that much more prone, likely, to find God there while God is acting and not just have to wait until you do your exam to see that. That sensitivity will grow inside of you to be able to see the action of God even as it's transpiring. And so the exam in our everyday, run-of-the-mill, going through our day awareness of God can be a wonderful combination to help us to be more Godful, more mindful of God during our day. Segment number four. We come now, as we always do, to that part of our podcast where I invite you to put into action a little bit of what we've been looking at in the last three segments of our podcast. And so what we've looked at, of course, is this moment in the exam of gratitude and how that can have an impact during our day. And then we've looked at the prayer for enlightenment, the prayer asking the Holy Spirit to help us to look back on our day and discover the actions of God and how we've responded. So we've looked at those two things, and in that second one, how that might have an impact during our day as we become more sensitive to the fact that the Holy Spirit is active in our day, that God does act in our day, and we miss it. We don't see often what God is doing, and even aren't as aware as we should be of how we are responding, and how by taking that moment during the exam, it can have an impact during our day to become more aware of what God is doing and what we should be doing in our day also. So for the practical application, I'm going to ask you to take a few moments and just take the time to be grateful for things in your life, grateful to God for those things, and then also to do your own little prayer of enlightenment, asking God to help you to see during the next hours that you're going to be living a little bit more sensitive to maybe what God has been doing in your day and what God is doing in your day. So those two things, this gratitude and then this prayer for enlightenment, to be more aware of what God is up to in your day and how you are responding. And then I would ask you later today, you might just take a moment and ask yourself if those things help to color your day a little bit. And try to do this, until the next podcast comes out, and see if you find yourself more sensitive to what God is up to and a little bit more grateful and a little better attitude towards your life because of what you do in the exam. So let me give you a half minute to go ahead and be grateful, and then to do a prayer of enlightenment. And that brings us to a close of our podcast for today. And as always, let's do our best to pray for one another, that all of us could be a little more aware of God who is with us, that we might experience more in our lives Godfulness, mindfulness for Christians.